So at a church I worked at a very long time ago, not this church, I remember being at a meeting where at about 2 hours and 37 minutes, I thought, I'm not going to quote my mind exactly, but I did wonder why that meeting was going on so long. Did we really need to talk that much? I was 27 years old, my first church. And what I didn't realize was that all that talking, a lot of it was about trying to share our ideas of what our vision was for that project and trying to get an agreed upon vision. I, in my youth, wanted action. I wanted to get going. I wanted to get moving. And I didn't understand that it is hard to act as a collaborative community if you don't have or share some kind of common vision. We here in this church are always in a movement of trying to create and maintain and regain our common vision because we are an aggregate of individuals trying to work together. And we are in a time of the world where things are changing. Fewer and fewer people are choosing Christianity, which we here in a UU congregation could look at as a kind of good thing. But it actually means that fewer and fewer people are choosing church. Now, we can see that as a problem or we can see it as an opportunity because people are still looking for transformation. And more importantly, they are looking for impact. In a world where people often feel faceless, voiceless, powerless, except when it comes to what they buy, we offer something else. Deep, deep community. Connection causes each of us to grow, and that growth moves us to serve others, and that service changes the world. Conservative Christianity is viewed by many folks as narrow and judgmental, and it is a well-earned reputation. Catholicism has shown itself to be corrupt beyond belief. Folks are leaving Christianity. And that negative judgment about Christianity washes over us too, unfortunately. That can be hard on us because we think of ourselves as the good church people, right? The good church people. Sometimes when I tell folks I'm a minister, I get the reaction, "Really? But you seem so nice." Which says way more about somebody's view of ministers and church than it says anything about me. Now, we have an image problem because lately when church, you know, with a big C, hits the news, it's bad. It is bad. And it's also an opportunity because we are so different than those churches that hit the news. We have an amazing opportunity because the world is desperate for our message. Over the summer, in the summertime, I like to binge watch shows a little bit. And one of the shows I binge watch was Queer Eye. And if you are not familiar with this Emmy-winning show, go watch it. 5 queer guys spend each episode giving one guy a makeover. And it's not just clothes or personal hygiene or furniture, which it is all that. They do pay attention to his home, but they also pay attention to his schedule and his activities and his values. And you can see it as a crass example of consumerism. And it is that. But more than that, the show highlights a transformation to a person. It's powerful. One of the shows, a Southern African gay American gay man gets a makeover. And his African American grandmother at the end brings him to church and introduces him and stands up in front of her somewhat homophobic congregation and says, "We are about love, and nothing's going to stop that." It was a powerful moment of transformation, and I did not quote her exactly. She did it a lot better than me. But people are hungry for positive change, for transformation, and that's where we're lucky because that is the business we are in. We are not in the Sunday morning worship business. We are not in the coffee hour business. We are not in the committee meeting business. We are not even in the keep the building okay business. We are in the transformation business. Still, that word church is a stopper for people. So technically, yes, we're a society. And some of us think that technically, yes, we have solved that problem. But we haven't. I have talked to folks who think that society sounds a little hoity-toity, like we're kind of an academic environment, and they don't really want to come in and have a PhD discussion. It goes to show that there really is no perfect word. It isn't about the word, it's about how we fulfill the word. I think it's less about how we call ourselves and more about how we communicate ourselves. So let's remake that word church. Let's remake that word society. Let's reclaim them. We have this vision of ourselves that is different than church in the news or on TV shows. We are a beloved community, not the only one, but we are part of the movement that is working hard and playing hard at making the beloved community real in this world now. That is the vision that we need to get out into the world around us, because the world is desperate for that message. Our vision of beloved community is beautiful. Justice, equity, respect, all people having enough, all people being loved, all people being safe. And that's just the beginning of our vision, right? But without action, that vision is just a daydream. That's my 27-year-old, right, who wants to get moving. We really do need to show up. And for some of us, that means public actions, picketing and acts of civil disobedience, writing letters, going to offices of politicians, getting on the news. But for some of us, it means making coffee at coffee hour here so that we have this community that as a whole is working as the beloved community. For some of us, it means baking pies or cookies. Not all of us need to be on the front lines, and in fact, no one can be on the front line all of the time. Some of us can cook the food and bring the water and do the support work. Some of us can keep this building in shape so that we can use it as a place to gather. Not just for plannings and meetings, but as a place to gather together to feed our souls. But we need to remember that we are not in the coffee business or the meeting business or the building business. All of those serve the business we are in, which is transformation. It will take all of us and all our differences to do it. Georgia Gilmore wasn't in the papers during the civil rights movement. She wasn't picketing or lobbying. She knew what her strength was, cooking, and she used it to support Reverend Martin Luther King and other civil rights workers, because even activists need to eat, and even activists need community. We need a vision, a big idea to direct our actions. Georgia Gilmore's actions had vision. Action without vision is a nightmare. You've all been at some meeting, like the one I was at so very long ago, an event that had no vision, really, no big idea. It's kind of a nightmare, people working at cross purposes and not listening to one another. Social action without vision is just busy work at best. So why do we need that vision, that big idea? It said, if you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. With a big idea and a vision, we will reach, we will stretch, we will grow, we will have hope, and we will share that with the world. Think about the people you've come in contact with this week. Think about the people who needed hope. We can offer healing to those of us here in the community, and we can share that healing with the world around us. I clearly am a white person, and I cannot really participate in the black joy that Reverend Kimberly Quinn Johnson spoke of. But remember her words. It is the joy created through our collective healing, our laying down of burdens, to be picked up and shared by our people, our community. This is not joy in spite of suffering, a mask put on to hide pain, an armor put on to push through pain. We can create something like that here. We can put down our masks, stop hiding our pain, stop putting on the armor. We can all stop with the stiff upper lip thing that white people tend to do. We can lay down our burdens here and trust that someone in our community will be able to pick them up and make the carrying of burdens less heavy, more, a bit easier. We can remind each other that we are not alone. I am not alone in this ministry. Yeah, I'm up front every week. Sometimes Marty is up front. Sometimes some of you are up front. But it's not the person up front who's doing this. It's all of us. That is our vision of building beloved community. It's not a solitary work. It is the joy that we do together. Remember that some of the opening words I said. When you need a home, we will give you space. When you need respite, we will be your quiet. When you need encouragement, we will be your nudge. When you need joy, we will be your smile. When you need water, we will be your lake. Beloved community is not about chatter. It is about action, life-saving, world-saving action. Beloved community is about transformation, about opening yourself to a love that will lift you up, turn you around, and set you down in a new way, with a new way of being. This is what we have to offer. It is not I who is going to do that. It is you. You are our best resource. Not our staff, who are great. It is you. It's not our building, which is great, but it's you, our people. You get this faith, and you are here seeking and struggling, answering the call to love. You are our best resource. And I want you out there beyond these walls, equipped to the gills with what you need to bring our message of love and life to a world that is literally dying, waiting for our message. I want you to make the coffee and cook the food and wash the dishes and sweep up. I want some of us to check and make sure the lights get turned off and the windows are opened or closed at the right time. And I want others of us to do the activism and do the care of others. All our work can be pointed toward transformation that justice, love, and joy offer us. Because that is our vision, right? Justice with love and joy open to all. This year, as we make our choices in this community, let that vision direct our work. Direct our action, direct our prayers. Let our vision inform our actions, let our actions live out our vision. In a world without end, amen.